Hi, friends. I am so pumped to be back here with you today, specifically talking to my friends who dream of leaving their jobs to be home with their kids. Or maybe you don't want to be home full time, but you want to be able to go part time or start your own business from home, but it feels like that will never happen because of finances. Listen, this is such an emotional topic, I know, for a lot of people, and I totally get that there are varying opinions on this. So I want to be really delicate with this one. For some of you, there may be a very specific reason why this is just not an option, and that's okay. But for many of you, there may be a way that you can make that leap after careful consideration and planning. And so you are who I want to speak to today. So if this has you wondering if you could possibly fall into that group that could make this happen, stay tuned because I'm going to share two things that I would do first with my money to see if this is even a possibility. So without further ado, let's get to it. Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in. You know, I can remember as newlyweds when we were just figuring out our lives and we were talking about what we wanted the future to look like. We both said that we wanted 4 kids, my husband and I, and that felt really exciting to think about. I knew that I wanted to be home with my kids, and at the time, I didn't know what that was going to look like, if it meant that I would be home full time, or if I would pursue a side hustle, or just work part time, or something like that. But I knew that I didn't want to work full time outside the home. That was just my personal preference. My husband took a job pretty much fresh out of college that was a very much temporary situation just to bring in some income, and it was at a nonprofit. And after really thinking about and praying about what he wanted his next career move to be, he felt called to education. He wanted to be a teacher. Now, we live in an expensive part of the country, so combine the high cost of living plus us wanting to have 4 kids and living off of a teacher's salary, I knew that the math there really was not going to work out. So I needed to come up with a different plan on how I was going to be able to stay at home. At the time, I turned my network marketing business that was very part-time into more of an income that could actually provide for us financially for me to be able to stay home. So that's what I did then. And now it has evolved into me working my coaching business and another business that I have both from home in order for me to continue to be home with my kids. So when I hear somebody say that they want to be able to transition into being a stay-at-home parent, but they feel really held back by the finances part of it, I take that as a personal challenge to try to make sure that we have exhausted all efforts to make that happen. So let's talk about it. Before I give you 2 things that you should start with to see if it's a possibility, I feel like it would be really irresponsible of me to not give you a few things to consider that you may not have thought of when it comes to how stepping away from a job affects your finances. So I want to be sure to put these on your radar as well. Now, the first thing is that when you leave a full-time job, you cannot just consider your take-home pay in the equation. There's also any benefits that you received from that job. So if you are no longer receiving those benefits, what does that mean for your family? Does your spouse's work offer health insurance? If so, what would your out-of-pocket look like each month? And if not, what would it cost for you to get your own insurance? That has to be a factor in the numbers that you run. aside from insurance, if your employer offered a 401k and you're no longer contributing to that, how does that affect your long-term savings? What about any other retirement benefits that you'd be missing out on? All things to keep in mind, right? Then there's the subject of taking a break from your career and what that means if and when you decide to re-enter the workforce. I hate this one, honestly. I hate talking about it. I wish that mothers everywhere could just step away from their careers for a season and it not affect the overall trajectory of their career long term. But it seems to be the way that things are for now. So, are you stepping away temporarily? If so, how long? And how do you foresee that affecting your career and your pay when you are ready to re-enter the workforce? Do you see how this goes beyond just saying, okay, here's what we're making and spending now, and I'm going to subtract my salary from that equation and just add back in the cost of childcare that I won't be paying anymore? It's not as simple as that. And listen, you may hear all of these things I just said and go, I don't care, Krista. I am fine with all of that. I just want to be home with my babies. And that is totally cool. I am so here for that. I just know that I myself have a tendency to focus on the positives and ignore the pieces of the puzzle that aren't quite so positive. And so I want to make sure that you have the big picture in mind when you make this decision. Okay, so now that we've got that out of the way, if you're still considering leaving your job to become a stay-at-home parent, here are two things that I want you to do first. Number one, I want you to do a deep dive into your current numbers. If you went to college and you had to write a term paper, I want you to take that same energy into this deep dive. It's going to take a while for you to do all of the research, look for patterns, make sure you have all of the information that you need to, quote unquote, present your case, so to speak. This goes beyond the surface level income and expenses. I want you to know that too, of course. How much is coming in every single month exactly? How much is going out every single month and where is it going to? But I want you to take it a step further and I want you to list out all of your debts with interest rates and balances. List out any liquid savings that you have in any investments. Get it all laid out so that you can see any blind spots or things that give you pause on making this decision. You know, you can't go into a big decision like this without all of the facts laid out. So take some time to make sure that you have it all, that you have everything that you need to make an educated decision. This is going to allow you to see exactly what would have to happen in order for you to live off of one income. Could you live off of that one income and still be able to pay off the debt if you have any? Could you still put money away into savings? Could you still invest? Would you be okay with the lifestyle that you would have to live on one income when you have it all laid out there? Are there some adjustments maybe to your expenses that you see that you could start making now, right now, that would help you pay off that debt faster or build up savings faster so that you would feel more comfortable stepping into a one income season? Those are some questions that I would ask myself once I had all of those numbers laid out. The second thing that I would do if I were considering becoming a one-income household is I would start living on one paycheck now for several months to see how it goes, meaning the paycheck that you would continue to have. So if it's you that's stepping away from your job, then it would be your spouse's paycheck. See how it goes living off of just that one paycheck. Not only does that really allow you to put all of that money from the second paycheck into savings towards debt, like really put huge chunks towards some of your goals, and have some emergency savings too that you are definitely going to need going into this season, but it allows you to see if you can do it, right? After a few months, ask yourself, how are you feeling living off of this one income? Do you feel like super strapped and it's stressing you out, or is it actually working out okay? Like, what is your stress level like around money now that you've been doing this for a little while? Are you feeling that scarcity mentality creeping in? Or are you actually able to feel good about spending because you have a plan and enough money to actually stick to that plan? consider this like a trial period, really, of the financial part. I guess I should put a little asterisk there. Just the financial side of being a stay-at-home parent, right? Like, you don't know all the things, but this is going to give you that trial period to the financial side of being a stay-at-home parent. You know how companies, they'll offer you like a free 30-day trial of something before you start paying for it? It's kind of like that. Except I would definitely do at least 3 months, not 30 days, because that's not really going to give you the full picture. At least 3 months is going to allow you to see that bigger snapshot of what it would actually look like for you financially. So those are the two things that I would recommend doing before you decide to take the leap. Get all your numbers laid out and then do a trial run of living on one income. How cool, you guys, will it feel to make that decision from a place of confidence and strength because you have taken the time and the steps to ensure the financial piece of that puzzle is locked down? The transition itself, I'll be totally honest, will bring plenty of challenges in figuring out your new normal, adjusting your routines and your roles in your family, and just going from being around adults at work all day to just being with your little people all day. You know, there's going to be plenty of adjustments and figuring things out. You don't have to add the stress of a financial transition if you can set yourself up to succeed beforehand. I would love that for you so much if the finances portion of that transition felt like the smoothest part. Imagine that. How does that feel, you guys? Doable? I've said it before and I'll say it again, you guys. Moms who feel confident with their finances will change the dang world. That could look like feeling so strong in the plan that you have for your finances that you get to step away from a job that you feel unfulfilled at to be able to be more present for a high needs child. It could be walking away from a job where you feel unappreciated and be able to start a business that will literally change the lives of your future clients, all because you took the time to invest in your finances, to approach it from a position of strength. Now, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, Krista, I need this to be my main focus right now. I know that. I know I don't have time to mess around. I know that I'm here to do a big thing and I need to get my finances right before I can confidently step into that. I hear you. And first of all, I just want to applaud you for recognizing that. You know, so often people will make big life decisions without taking the financial piece into consideration. So if that's you and you are ready to really make this a priority in your life right now, enrollment for my program, the Overflow Program, is opening next week. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Next week, you're going to have the opportunity to join the next round of my program that has helped so many moms clear out a path for their financial goals. They've paid off thousands of dollars of debt, you guys. They've put thousands of dollars into their savings for the very first time in their whole lives. And the best part is they have a plan that they feel confident in for the first time. No more slinging mud at the wall and hoping something sticks. So if that is you, I dropped the link for the First to Know list in the show notes. So just as soon as we hit the button to make enrollment go live up on my site, you will know. You will literally be the first to have access to sign up, and then I'll be sharing more in depth and behind the scenes on what exactly we do in the program next week on the podcast so that you can decide if it is your next best yes. Excited for all that is to come in these next couple of weeks, you guys. I will see you back here next week. If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.